All right, it's 10 bells. Let's go ahead and get started. First, I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Product Approval Program Oversight Committee meeting of October the 5th. Just to remind everybody about being aware of background noise. Make sure that you mute your device when you're not speaking. If you're on a phone, do not put it on hold. Please wait to speak until invited to do so. And please state your name each time you speak, commissioners especially, including making and seconding motions. All right, well, let's go ahead and do our roll call first off. Commissioner Hershberger.
Present.
Commissioner Compton.
Here.
Commissioner Swope.
Here.
Okay. Commissioner Tolbert.
Here.
There you go.
Yeah, here.
Commissioner Wilcox.
This conference
here.
Will now be recorded.
Sorry. All right. Are you on two devices by any chance?
Yeah, my computer won't do the other, so I'm on the phone and okay. On the computer both.
So caller number 5 is Steve Wilcox, please. Excuse me. Okay, well, we have 5 of 5, so that is the quorum. We have Tom Campbell, Melissa Campos, Sabrina Evans, Mel Madani, Justin Vogel, and I see Marlita Peters is here as well from DDPR. So with that, Commissioner Hershberger, I will turn it to you to do the agenda in minutes.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Are there any changes to the posted agenda? If not, is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted?
Thompson, move to approve.
Second, Tolbert.
Thanks. Having a motion and a second, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Are there any revisions or additions to the posted meeting minutes or the facilitator's report for the August 8th, 2023 meeting? If not, could I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Thompson, move to approve.
Second, Tolbert.
Thanks. All in favor, signify by aye.
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 Motion again passes unanimously. Report on conditional approvals from the August 8th meeting. All of the conditions have been met. There's no committee action needed for this report. With that, I'll turn it over to Melissa to provide a product approval and entity statistics report.
Okay, thank you. For the 2020 version, we had product applications 7,723. That brings the total state of 8,323. And for the product, we had 31,107. That brings it to a total of 33,362. And for the entities, we had 125. That brings it to a total of 438. That's for the 2020. The 2023, for the product applications, we had 642. That brings it to a total of 813. For the products approved, we had 2,792. That brings it to a total of 7,158. And for the entities approved, we had 125, which brings it to a total of 438. And that's it.
Thanks a lot, Melissa. Turn it over to Jeff for the Department of Business Professional Entity Approval Applications.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So we have 9 applications for entity approval on the consent agenda, and that's to the 2023 code. Is there anybody from the public that needs to comment on that, or any commissioner who needs to pull any off for the consent? I'll turn it to you for the motion, Mr. Chairman.
All right, great. Do we have a motion to approve the nine entities recommended for approval?
Thompson move to approve.
Tolbert second.
Great. Having a motion and a second, all in favor signify by aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Jeff.
Thank you, sir. So we'll first start with the 2020 code, the consent agenda products recommended for approval. There's 25. Is there anybody from the public who needs to comment on any of those 25? Any commissioner needs to pull any off for individual consideration? If not, I'll turn to you for the motion.
All right. Could I get a motion to approve the 25 products for approval?
Thompson move to approve.
Second, Tolbert.
Thank you. All in favor signify by aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you again. Back to you, Jeff.
Thank you. We have a consent agenda of products recommended for approval that have comments to the 2020 code, and they are FL42284, 42289, and 42290. Unless there's any public comment on those three or any commissioner who needs to pull off any, I will turn it back to you.
Great. Could I get a motion for approval for the products with comments, please?
I'll move to approve.
Tolbert second.
Thank you, guys. All in favor signify by aye.
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 A motion again passes unanimously. Back to you, Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have a consent agenda of products recommended for conditional approval to the 2020 code. There's one, which is FL42291. It's recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to clarify the water rating. Anybody from the public needs to comment? Then I'll turn it to you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Could I get a motion to approve the one product conditional approval with comments? Thanks.
Thompson move conditional approval.
Tolbert second.
Great. We have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by aye.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Jeff.
Sir, now we'll do the 2023 code. First, starting with the consent agenda products recommended for approval. There's 830 to the 2023 code, which includes the one product on the supplement, which is FL39124. So those are all included in the consent agenda. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, any commissioner need to pull any for individual consideration? Then I'll turn it to you, Mr. Chairman.
Great. Could I have a motion to approve the consent agenda of 830 products?
I'm to move to approve.
Second, Tolbert.
Thank you. All in favor, again, signify by aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Jeff.
Sir, we have three on the consent agenda for approval with comments. The 2023 code, which is FL7561, 42346, and 42355. Unless there's any public comment or any commissioner needs to talk about any of those, I'll turn it back to you.
Great, thank you. We have three products for conditional approval with comments. Could I have a motion for approval?
Council move approval.
Second, Tolbert.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Again, motion passes unanimously.
Hey, this is Mo Medani. The motion was conditionally approval, so I think should be an approval, not conditional. These are not with no condition.
Right, it's consent agenda for approval.
Yeah, it was consent agenda for
the motion approval.
For approval. Thank you.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, I don't think it was conditional approval. It was with comments.
Right.
I might have misstated that, so that's fine. That's fine. Let's make sure it's right.
Mr. Chairman, I did have a question on 41735. I guess that's saying conditional approval.
We're not. So what we're actually approving now is 7561, 42346, and 42355. That's the consent agenda for approval. I didn't catch that. I think the motion was correct, but if you want to just clarify, these are for approval. That's the guy's motion.
I need a motion for approval.
Okay.
Right.
For approval with the comments, correct?
Yes.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't conditional. Yeah, and so we'll take that vote again, just to make sure that everyone's on the same page. All in favor, again, signify by aye.
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 Thank you. Motion approved unanimously. Now I think we're back to the comments, Jeff.
Yes, sir. So we have, this is the consent agenda of products recommended for conditional approval to the 2023 code, and there's four on that. I could just rely on staff's recommendation, but since there's only four, FL2894 is recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to remove the allowance for use with roof tile in the non-high velocity hurricane zone, and references to FRSA TRI manual, and to correct the use of the HVAZ as yes, not no. FL15822 is recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to remove the allowance for use of roof tile in the non-HVAC and references to FRSA TRI manual, and to correct the use in the HVAC as yes, not no, as listed on the application. FL17723 is recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to correct on page 3 of the drawing, glass interlayer of glass type GTD, it should be Curry America Inc. instead of DuPont, and FL41735 is recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to work on resolving issues with the quality assurance entity. Unless there's any public comment on those four recommended for conditional approval to the 2023 code, or any commissioner has any questions, I'll turn it to you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jeff. Could I get a motion for conditional approval on these four items?
Mr. Chairman, I do have a question on one.
Okay.
Do you get to do that after a second?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead, Tim.
Actually, 41735, they're working something out with their quality assurance entity, but it's conditional approval. I mean, they either have it. I mean, what is the condition with the entity? You know, will that not be approved until they work something out and have quality assurance? Is that the condition?
This is Mohammed Dani. Yes, the condition is that to allow them to settle, to resolve the issue with the quality assurance at this point. That will be the condition.
I guess my question is, until that time, they don't have approval, but how will we know that?
Well, we don't approve it until we resolve the issue. That's really something staff will take care of.
Okay. So if we look it up on the website, they won't have approval until that happens.
I will have a note that the QA is called in question.
Sounds good. Thank you, Matt.
All right, so we're looking for a motion for the approval of the consent agenda recommended for conditional approval.
Yeah, hey, Tim, just a comment that this just keeps it from going until the next time we have a meeting if they work it out before that, so that makes it a little bit easier for the manufacturer. So can I get a motion for conditional approval with comments?
Council move conditional approval.
Second, Tolbert.
Great. We have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Jeff?
Mr. Chairman, that's the product approval as far as the DVPR. Just to report, there's 37 applications, including two with comments for the 2020 code, and 160 with no comments to the 2023 code, and all are been approved. No action needed.
Okay, great. Thank you. Do we have anyone for new business? Hearing none, is there any public comment? Is there any staff comment or POC member comments?
No, thank you. No staff comment.
Oh, come on.
Hey, you know me very well, so no comment.
All right. Thank everyone for their time. I'll see you guys all in about a little less than 2 weeks. Thank you. Meeting is adjourned.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Thank you.
This conference.